The following preview has been approved for all races by the Blackness Advanced Research Projects Agency.
How y'all doing?
Yay!
Me too.
Baratunde Thurston, stand-up comic, digital director of the satirical newspaper and website The Onion, and now author of How to Be Black.
I interview top blackness experts about their experiences.
How black am I?
If I go to the beach, I ain't getting in the water.
I also can't drive. I live in New York.
Post-racial America is kind of like a unicorn, maybe, or a leprechaun.
Baratunde Thurston was in Boston recently for a stand-up gig. We met him backstage in a very blue green room.
Hello, white people. Thank you so much for watching.
Why'd you write the book?
Someone told me that books were a great way to make a ton of money. I was lied to.
Actually, there was a more serious reason.
A publisher approached me after seeing some of my talks, and we found a moment that captures, I think, an updated view and a different view of what the black experience can be. For so long, you know, ideas of the black experience have been heavily influenced by civil rights and those speakers and talkers who are sort of waning in their own age and power and authority in the world, as well as by mainstream media images of what blackness is, which leans heavily on urban this, hip-hop that, criminal this, you know, and there's much more to it. So I thought through a personal story in the age of a biracial slash black president, and in 2012, it was time for a different, younger voice and to use comedy to do it, because it can be really awkward and people don't necessarily want to talk about race.
And what are the highlights of the book for you?
Where I asked seven people, black experts, people who have been black their entire lives, plus one white person as a scientific control group, what they thought about race in America.
What surprised you when you talked to your panel of friends about when they first learned that they were black?
It was usually a negative external event where someone pointed to you and basically drew a line between you and them and said, not only you're black, but you're somehow less than what I am. You know, for me, it was one of the incidents involved a little boy at a lake in Virginia or West Virginia yelling at me and my friend saying, there's in the water, there's in the water. And he wasn't saying it playfully. A woman who I interviewed, kids told her that her greasy hair would ruin the Chesapeake Bay if she got in the water, which is hilarious and horrible. And that was the beauty of that question, is that it led to answers which were both hilarious and at the same time horrible.
Thurston's book came out in February, just when Charles Murray made a splash with a book about white America. Thurston's reaction to Murray?
Quite an interesting move to release his book during Black History Month. Like, he just couldn't let us have a month. And I tip my hat to you, sir, for your savvy marketing skills.
So Charles Murray, in his book Coming Apart, talks about the bifurcation of, the splitting of the white community into an upper crust and a bottom third or so. Same thing happening in the black community?
I think so. And we certainly have a number of people who have fully made it and kind of exist. They live in the suburbs, they're professionals, they've got college degrees, graduate degrees, and then you have still at the lower classes and underclass that's sort of trapped in an absence of economic opportunity. And the middle that was being established was heavily wiped out by the housing crisis. When you look at that crisis and the amount of wealth it took away, it hit African Americans very hard. You know, ideally what you have is a holistic, complex community where you've got doctors and professional class people, where you've got working class and kind of hands-on mechanic type people, you've got a middle class or something kind of in between those two poles, and everybody is in communication and there's a social mobility that happens, there's a role modelness that happens as well. And so those examples and that mobility isn't there. I mean, actually, I just learned about, you know, overall social mobility in the U.S. We're lowest on the list of industrialized nations. Like, out of 19, we are number 19. The money your parents make very much predicts the money you're gonna make.
Black or white.
Black or white, and that's a tragic sign of a lack of that mobility, and that's possibly exacerbated in the black community as well.
So people like yourself essentially escape the inner city.
People like me, you know, I climbed out, so to speak. I went to Harvard University, for God's sakes. But
and Sidwell Friends
and
before.
And Sidwell Friends. Yeah,
before that, right?
Chelsea Clinton went to school with me. People like to say I went to school with her. I was there first. She went to school with me.
And she signed your yearbook.
Yeah, and that was a private message for me alone. Hi, Chelsea.
How do you explain your success, your escape, if you will?
I think what counts for most of my success was the Cocoa Puffs. It was a black cereal, and it just kind of amplified. And then the sugar just got me high, and I was more hyperactive and just studied harder because I was under the influence of legal drugs.
Of the actual causes, Thurston credits first his mom, who enrolled him, he says, in activity after activity.
I had the Boy Scouts. I had a program called Higher Achievement Program where I went to school after school to bolster my own academic credentials. I did DC Youth Orchestra program. Second, I think, is what I was born with. I've got pretty good genes. Look at the smile, right? I inherited, you know, from whatever my ancestors had, a pretty well-functioning mind, and sort of things I can't take credit for were a part of me. Third is where and when I was born. I just got lucky. You know, I was born in Washington, D.C. in 1977 on a pretty reasonable block around good enough educational opportunities. And then the fourth was the community that supported me. Someone born today probably has a lot less than I had in the early 80s in terms of the community being able to rally around and support them.
Baratunde Thurston, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.